silent, and I brought it in, and I've already got two messages. One of them's from Brother Darrell. How did it go? I've explained that already. Now, if you're one of my kids and all of that, what they do, they go ahead and re-answer me, even though they're looking at me and I'm reading it. They just go ahead and retype it out. And do I need to type it back? Because I will. Okay. But here's another deal. And fact is, by the way, I've already told, I rode over there with Sarah and them, and I appreciate very much them driving us over and all. But I've also know sometimes they like to go home, leave here and not show up till midnight at home. If that's going to be the case tonight, I've already told them. I said, well, I'm going to ask, if you don't care, I'm going to ask Lori and Joe if I can ride with them. No need in asking Kim, because if you don't come home till midnight, she's not either. They're going. And if she's going to want to run the roads too, well, then I'm going to need somebody else. I'm going to need to hitchhike home. Hey, here's a thank you note, though, in all seriousness here. We will send a thank you note also, but we wanted to say thank you to the church to know that we appreciated the care package. Thank you so much. Miss Audrey got some stuff together and all of that. We got free delivery on that because April went to see her mom and them, and so we let stuff ride while we were doing that right there. And so I appreciate them being to do that. Hey, I hope that you've come tonight ready to shout it out, shout it on. Brother Darrell's going to come and preach to us, and we're looking forward to it all the way around. He'll be tired tomorrow. He'll preach so hard tonight, and he's got to drive all over the country. God bless you. Turn that thing on, and we'll go.
Amen. I appreciate the opportunity to preach. Amen. Hope all is well. Nothing like being here down at the house of God on Sunday night, a full house. I'll tell you what, and I figured, listen, y'all would get preached to so hard today that I wanted to give you a little sugar tit tonight and make it easy on you. So if you'll give me about 10 or 15 minutes, I'll tell you, it's kind of a three-part sermon tonight. You children and young adults, and then you parents, and then out in Facebook land, amen? You know, I get a lot of my thoughts out of Facebook, amen? So if I'm going to preach a little bit tonight, it's going to be hee-haw, it's prom week for the Baptist children, amen? I'm going to tell you what, about 2 weeks ago, I got my eyes filled on Facebook, amen? Now, we're going to get plain tonight. Now, we're going to keep it as clean as we can, but we're going to get plain tonight. And that's what the church needs, amen. They don't need another sugar tit, amen. And God is love tonight, but I'm going to tell you what. Is it love when he throws them and casts them down into hell? It's a real sin problem out there tonight, and I'll tell you what. Just like that body, when it's not there, I never even thought about it, but it loses its pop, amen. When you go down to the house of God Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night, amen, and all you get is kindness. I tell you what, you never get any of the real hardcore Bible, amen. It just takes some of the pop away, amen. But about 2 weeks ago, I'm scrolling through Facebook, and you know, a lot of those so-called friends are around the Pleasant Hill area. I'm sure most of them are Baptist, and I'll tell you, when Alex was going to school, I'll remind you back then that the Baptist girls and the guys were the loosest around, amen. Church of Christ was just as bad, but they hid it a whole lot better. We had an attitude in the Baptist realm that, listen, I'm going to do what I please, and I'll ask forgiveness for it when I get through, amen. I'm going to tell you what, you can say what you want to. That's lack of preaching down at the house of God. And parents, I'm going to not leave you out tonight. That's lack of teaching from you parents, amen. But I have never in my life, and I want to start that I'm not the prude. I'm not a prude. I'm just 57 years old, and I'm definitely not dead, so I want to get that straight with you right now, amen. I battle the flesh every day. You say, well, why do you look and let that bother you? It's what you battle, amen. Like the preacher said, if your hardware still works, you still have trouble with. that, amen. Now I'm going to come back to this, but you dads, before I start, knowing the depravity of man, knowing what you think, I'm going to give you 5 or 6 seconds individually right here. Dads, what do you think and what do you have trouble with? Give me a thumbs up. Yeah, you have trouble with it, amen. Don't come in here saying, who, me? You have trouble with the flesh or something's wrong with you. But there's a problem in America and a problem in our Baptist churches, amen. And I know I'm preaching to the choir right here tonight, amen. But the world, and we need a good dose of this, and I promise you, you didn't get it down in Central Baptist today, amen. But I have never in my life seen parents, how stupid you are to let your daughters go out of the house. First of all, let's get on the prom, amen. That's from the date Satan school of the public school. Get them out of there, amen. Have you ever seen the looks of the dresses that are going to those proms now, amen? I used to have to buy magazines, amen, in my worldly days to get what they're putting on Facebook, amen. What in the name of God are parents doing, amen? Whether you go to church or you don't, prostituting your children out there. Now I know what some of you are thinking now. Here's another old prude Baptist preacher, amen. How short is too short? Can we go over that just a little bit? Ladies, if your dress is so short and you bend over and we see your hee-haw, it's too short. Is that plain enough? Ladies, if your sisters are harnessed in such a way that it's like a seesaw. Yeah. They can either fall out or stay in. You probably need to add some more material, amen. Do you understand what I'm saying, Joe? Joe will know what I'm saying. I don't know if Ron was there. But it's hard to concentrate on the preacher preaching when most churches are like Kentucky Fried Chicken. Legs, thighs, and breast, amen. You remember Larry at the church? Was that his wife or girlfriend? There was a lady at the other church. It's still embedded in my mind. No matter how hard I try to pray and get it out of there. There's something wrong with that, ladies. And you husbands out there, again, this is the cream of the crop. But if you let your wife go down to the house of God looking like a whore, amen, something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with you. You've lost your mind. Now, am I telling it right tonight? Is this enough sugar hit for you? There's a problem in the Baptist churches, amen. Mothers, what are we thinking? We don't have a Susie in here, I don't think, do we? No Susies? Oh, Susies. Do you see that talking to her husband? Susie's just growing up. She's 13 years old, and she's just filling out. I'm going to dress her like a little slut puppy. I'm going to send her down to the house of God, and I'm going to send her to the public school system so everybody can lust over her, amen. What are you thinking about, Mom? What are you thinking about? The world say, what are you looking at? Because it's a battle, amen. We as Christians ought to be different. Our dress code, like the preachers preached for many years, you send them to the public school system, they look alike, they act alike, they walk alike, they dress alike, they do everything patterned themselves. Oh, but we like it so, don't we? First prom comes along, I'm getting her a little slut puppy outfit that I got from Sluts or Us, and I'm so glad to dress her up and send her on out of here. I know her bosoms are hanging out and she can't bend over, but I'm sending her on anyway. What in the name of God's wrong with us? We wonder why our children's messed up. We wonder why our little old girls and boys are 10, 12 years old and they know as much as I do. We wonder why our children are like they are, because we as parents has put up with it and shoved them right on out there. We've done that. There's certain things that our children don't need to be looking at and seeing. Do you understand? And may I remind you, I'm not a prude. There's a time and a place for that, and it's the marriage bed. Do you understand? Right. Marriage is honorable and all, and the bed undefiled. Right. But adulterers and whoremongers, God will judge. Amen. Right. We wonder why America's gone. It's gone. Yes. That's all you see. Yes. Wives, you wonder why your husband's like he is. He has to deal with that flesh every day. And shame on you as a wife when you don't take care of that. Shame on you. You want a job? That's your job. Your job. You want to get married? You better know what you're getting married for. Do you realize there's certain things while you date and you don't do? You're married for those things. The bed's undefiled. The world's made that bad. Nothing wrong with the marriage bed. Oh, dirty. No, it's not. Not in the realm of the Lord. Ooh, boy, I don't know if this is going good or not, preacher. I'm trying to be short here, but I'm going to tell you what. We've got a problem in our churches, and we wonder where it's stemming from, amen. We ought to be a difference. We ought to be that different. And I'm sure I'll lose some more Facebook friends over this too. I've already lost one from in here the last time I preached about it. I checked that one. I'm off the list. I hate it because I got lots of sermons off of that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's something about when you preach about a little old girl that she gives love every month with a different guy. I'm so much in love. They don't like to hear that. Something about that just don't set them right, amen. Unfriend. It's easy. Unfriend. But I know good and well I got friends here. Won't be no unfriended. Just a little amen, amen. But you know what? We have a responsibility. The Bible teaches us to train up our children the way they should go. And when they're old, they're not to depart from it. Do we all know that? The Bible also tells you children to obey them. Obey in the Lord. You see, so this works both ways. Both ways. Now, we've got some fine-looking, available young ladies here, and I pray for them. Yes, ladies, but let me go ahead and admonish you a little bit. And I hope your parents says the same things. If you got to show the world your sisters and your hoo-ha to get some attention, you better leave it alone because you're going to get the wrong attention. Amen. We got some young ladies growing up. Fine young ladies. Parents, how are we going to teach them? We going to teach them the right way, or are we going to teach them the worldly way? Do we have anybody that goes to public school here now? Or are we all homeschooled? That's a good thing. Because it's hard on them in public school, amen? When it's pounded on them day by day, day by day, day by day, day by day, how the world acts and reacts and how they dress, how they walk, how they talk, amen? So you know what? When you compare our little children and our youngers from the world, you see how they look different? They ought to look different. Kind of strange to the world, isn't it? We talk about it all the time. We see a lady in town, long dress. Well, that's probably a Pentecostal. Probably a Pentecostal. Probably a Pentecostal. Walked out of Clear Springs today. I kid you not. Juanita backs out. There was this little white girl. Cute. Cute. I'm not dead. I kept it up here. First thing the wife says, yeah, she had leggings all the way in the hoo-ha. That's wrong, people. That's wrong. That's the world. And it's getting worse. It's not going to get any better. Now, ladies, are we going to conform to the world? Or are we going to keep it modest? We're going to keep it right. You know, the Bible tells us, adorn themselves, women adorn themselves in modest apparel. Modest apparel. It's time to get crazy when you get married and get home with your husband alone. Alone. Then it's sanctioned by God. Yee-haw! Man, you men, you're losing your opportunity right here. If somebody was preaching this right here, I'd be pulling a Jeff. I'd be jumping up and running the aisle, amen. Preach it, preacher. Preach it. But you see how this is not preached in many churches. And that's the reason why their people and their children. Look, you know the lifeblood of our church is our young people. I'm 57 years old. I hadn't got a pacemaker and a defibrillator yet. But I am, you know, on the other side, amen. But we've got some fine young men and young ladies growing up in this church. We've got to make sure that they know the truth. The truth. You know, it's easy just to let them go their way. Listen, this is the way it is. The world, you know, hey, it's just when you buck the system, you know how you always get that repercussion. And it's just hard. You know, we work, we get up early, we work hard, we go home, and the last thing we want to do is, can I wear this? I know it's too tight, and it don't cover much, but I'll go ahead. No, no. Appleby Baptist, no. No. Our children and young children are worth more than that. You say, I can only go so far. I'm going to tell you what, if you're in my house, you're going to do it my way.
That's right.
You're going to do it my way. And may I remind you, I know we've got, hey, she's a couple of you over 18. As long as you're in your house, your dad's still your head. Ladies, no slam on you, but you are never to be headless. Ever. Ever. You move out, it's perfectly okay for you to move out. You're over 18. Then your pastor becomes your head. The world don't want to hear that. That's the reason why we've got the women's lib and the females coming out of the woodwork.
That's right.
They're headless. Headless. Now, we've went in many directions tonight. And I'm going to shut it down because I know we're all tired. But I promise you tonight, if you'll think about this thing and realize parents, mom and dad,
got the last ultimate authority of that house, whether it be your wife or your children. Shame on us. Shame on us if we let certain things happen. And this is just a little part. I just cut off dress code because most churches don't do that anymore. And somehow I still have some things envisioned in my mind when I've went to other churches. Not to put any slam on you fine-looking ladies, it's just the difference between modesty and sluttism. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you hadn't seen what I've seen, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what, it's a battle.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's nice to come in, preach about it, laugh about it, make a little fun about it, but I promise you it is a real problem in our churches. And if we shelled it down to the cob in most of the churches, I promise you, we'd have a better looking group going outside that door than's coming in it.
That's right.
So tonight, what are we going to do? I'd like to say tonight that we need to keep it modest and keep doing what we're doing and doing right in the sight of God.
Right.
Knowing that we're not perfect, but also putting yourself, dads, in a position to, if you're really real and you think about, you know, the depravity of yourself, let's don't generalize it, the depravity that you go through every day and I go through every day, it ought to scare you.
Yeah, you're right. Yes, sir.
Ought to scare us, amen? That's by design.
That's it.
And it's one way the devil can work on us each and individually and ruin a family, and then what you do, you get so much of that coming into the church, you'll even cause trouble in the church.
That's
amen?
Right. Right.
Amen?
That's right.
I know there was a young lady here that left this church knocked up. Come over to another church that I was going to.
Yes, sir.
You know what I was told? You're going to be nice like we wouldn't be nice anyway. You're going to be nice because you know old Brother Dennis, how tough he is. He's pretty much kicked them out because of a mistake. That's a lie. It's a lie.
Yes, sir.
But we're going to do the right thing and be nice.
Yeah.
Appleby Baptist, where do we stand tonight? Individually tonight. God bless you, preacher.
Prayerfully consider tonight that God hides in our heart the word that we not sin against him. We're going to be singing what number?
Page 165.
And certainly these young people, young men, I was noticing around today with some young ladies that were expecting, and I don't know if they had a husband or not. Some of them didn't have a ring. Some of them didn't have nothing. I leaned up and told Nathan, I said, hey, get you one of them gals there. Somebody's already done all the work for you. How's that going on?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What a sad. And I said that in jest and all that just to get his attention. I said, well, I don't know if she's got a husband or not, but more than likely there's a bunch of them, as many around there. You just see it everywhere you go.
Yes,
what number are we singing?